Our NBAWire.com fast break here on ESPN 700 continues as we hit up the Cleveland Cavaliers. Insider Tom Withers with the Associated Press. Tom, appreciate you taking a few minutes. You just came out of Cavs practice. I guess everybody wants to know about Kyrie Irving. How's he moving, and how much will he be affected by the knee and the ankle?
Well, we just got the only update we got about Irving today was from Coach Blatt, who said that he had a light and good workout. You know, we really don't know exactly what Kyrie is in terms of being close to 100%. Obviously, the 6 days off since they took care of the Bulls has certainly helped, and that not only helped Irving, but helped Tristan Thompson and his bruised shoulder and whatever ankle problem was still bothering LeBron James and Iman Shumpert's groin pull. So there's been a laundry list here of medical issues with the Cavs. But I think Irving's going to be okay. I had been told that had there been a Game 7, he would have played if they had really needed him in Game 6, which ended up being a 20-point-plus win in Chicago. He probably could have come off the bench that night as well. So he's got tendonitis in the knee, and anybody who's had any knee problems kind of knows how that is. Some days it feels good, some days it doesn't. But I expect Irving to be out there from the outset tomorrow night.
What do you think are the biggest concerns that you know LeBron on down has about the Atlanta Hawks? I still think people kind of sense that it's the Cavs series, but boy, the Hawks with home court and with what they've done throughout the season and the way they're built, it looks like a handful.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, they did beat the Cavs three times during the regular season. Now, granted, those were Cavs teams that had very different lineups. In fact, I think Deion Waiters played in three of those games to give you an idea of some of those games were early on in the season before the trade went down. So I think what the Cavs are worried about is Atlanta building some momentum with these first two games at home. You know, this is a team that the Cavs, though they don't want to admit it, have had their eye on all year. You know, this is the best team in the Eastern Conference all season, and they absolutely belong in these finals. So I think the Cavs would be, if there is one concern, it would be that the Hawks come out on fire in that first game, you know, get Korver going, use that balance that they have, their ability to press the attack. You know, Teague really drives the ball up the floor, and then Dennis Schroeder comes off the bench and does the very same thing. So I think the Cavs are wary of, you know, letting this Atlanta beast kind of get its legs underneath it heading into the series.
Tom Withers with the Associated Press, Cavs insider, joining us here on TK in the Midday on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700. We're getting a feel for how Cleveland is set up heading into tomorrow night's Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tell us about Matthew Dellavedova. He's become sort of an overnight sensation with the sizable help of King James, allowing him to sort of rule in his court. Folks here at BYU, remember, they called it the Dellavedagger. He had a 60-footer in the Marriott Center when he was at St. Mary's. That beat BYU in a game that looked like it was going to go the Cougars' way at the end. But coming off of the elimination game when he, you know, stepped up and just hit shots and defended, yeah. Is he a little bit of a folk hero now there?
It's kind of interesting. It's been a kind of a divided fan base for Dellavedova over the year. You know, he did not play well early on in the season, and there was a lot of talk about the Cavs needing to make an upgrade at that backup point guard position behind Kyrie Irving. Well, the Cavs didn't make a deal, and you know, some of the Dellavedova detractors were out there saying, you know what, we're not going to be able to win a title with that kind of production out of coming off the bench at that position. But, you know, truth be told, Dellavedova has kind of won people over with, not only an unbelievable work ethic, but to your point, Tom, which is that he hit big shots in a big situation in Game 6. And then, as you see out there, I mean, LeBron James trusts Deli. You know, he's going to give him the ball in pressure situations. You know, he's going to drive the lane and find him on the wing and give him the ball and ask him to deliver. So as long as Dellavedova's shot is going down, he'll continue to be a folk hero here. But, you know how it is in the NBA. You're only as good as your last shot.
And how is he to deal with? I imagine most of the Aussies, he's got the gift of gab, and obviously he's living the dream.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and not only with the media, but you can really see that he has endeared himself to his teammates because of how hard he works. I mean, Kyrie Irving has talked all year long about what having Dellavedova, you know, hound him in practice has driven him to become a better player. So, yeah, Dellavedova is the perfect kind of role player. You know, he's given into the team. He's willing to sacrifice, you know, much like Tristan Thompson. They're guys that they know their role. They embrace their roles. And, you know, every great team has to have those kinds of guys.
No doubt. Just curious about the development of Timofey Mozgov. I thought his acquisition at the trade deadline was maybe the most important of the players you brought in. And make no mistake, the GM, Griffin, he had a huge week there. Bringing those kinds of players really, I think, solidified your identity.
Yeah, the Smith and Shumpert, you know, pickups were huge from in a lot of ways. You know, in Shumpert, you got that perimeter defender that they coveted. In Smith, you had another weapon on the outside that kind of opened the floor up for the Cavs. And then, yeah, Mozgov has been that rim-protecting big that the Cavs have needed for a long time now. You know, even when Zydrunas Ilgauskas is here, he didn't have that kind of a presence inside. He was a little more of a perimeter big. But, yeah, Mozgov's been good. The only problem that Mozgov has had is that he's still got to work on those hands, because there's been plenty of times where they've fed him in the post and the ball just kind of slips through his hands and out of bounds. But he gives them a presence. You know, he's a tough guy on the boards. He definitely changes the floor when he's out there. I think what Mozgov has had to deal with, while, you know, once he got acclimated and felt pretty good about himself on the offensive end, is now that Kevin Love is not out there, his role has changed again. So I think there's been a little bit of an adaptation going on with Mozgov, how the Cavs can best use him. But, you know, like I said, he's 7'1", he's 260. He throws those elbows around pretty good in there. And, you know, much like Dellavedova and Thompson, you need that kind of a player if you want to win an NBA title.
No doubt. And Mozgov also has a history with head coach David Blatt from when Blatt coached him with the Russian national team, right? I mean, there's a yeah, camaraderie. They're comrades.
Yeah, he did. He played for him in the Olympics. And that was, you know, that might have been what sealed the deal, truthfully, is that, you know, a lot of people didn't really know what Mozgov had to offer. And David Blatt was insistent, telling David Griffin, hey, this is the kind of guy we need. I know him. I know him well. I know he's going to work hard for us. And he's been terrific since he's gotten here.
All right. Well, in a word or two, do the Cavs win or the Hawks?
I think the Cavs are going to take this series. I'll be honest with you. I think they've, you know, when you have the best player on the planet on your team, all things are possible. I don't think the Cavs are intimidated at all by the Hawks. I do think they have a lot of respect for them. You know, LeBron has talked about how well-balanced this team is. As I mentioned earlier before, how good they are on just, you know, turning the floor over, getting those quick, you know, much like Golden State, you know, attacking quickly, getting that quick three or the ball inside. But I got the Cavs taking the series in six.
Okay, well, we'll check back with you. Tom Withers with the Associated Press, Cavs Insider. Thank you so much for joining us here on NBAWire.com Fast Break on ESPN 700.
No problem, Tom.